Hey guys, welcome to the pronunciation challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to see you guys again. Today's video is about bubble tea, or you can say pearl milk tea or tapioca milk tea. Are you guys a big fan of bubble tea? And how often will you get one? And which flavor is your favorite? If you are a big fan of bubble tea, you should know its secret and its history. So make sure you check on this video. All right, let's take a look at the sentence today. Recognizable to many people by the tapioca balls at the bottom and the white straws that allow you to sip them along with your tea. You probably know bubble tea when you see it. But how much do you really know about this odd and exhilarating beverage? Recognizable to many people by the tapioca balls at the bottom and the white straws that allow you to sip them along with your tea. You probably know bubble tea when you see it. But how much do you really know about this odd and exhilarating beverage? All right, let's take a look at the vocabularies. 第一个单字是 recognizable， 它当作形容词，意思是可辨认的或者可识别的。We didn't see each other for 10 years. She was barely recognizable. 十年没有看到彼此，我几乎认不出她来了。那 recognizable 是由 recognize 这个动词衍生出来的，它当作认出或是认可的意思。The policeman recognized him as a wanted criminal. 警察认出他是通缉犯。再来，今天会介绍两个有承认的意思的单字。第一个是 acknowledge， 那除了承认之外，它也有告知、收到信件的意思。再来是 admit 也有承认的意思。You must admit your mistake bravely， 你必须要勇敢的承认你的错误。接下来是 tapioca。Tapioca 的意思是木薯粉或是地瓜粉的意思。I like tapioca pearls with sugar-free milk tea. 我喜欢喝无糖的珍珠奶茶。那接下来会介绍几个厨房常用的原物料。第一个是太白粉 ，potato starch。再来是 corn starch 是玉米粉的意思。最后一个是 gelatin， 那它是吉利丁的意思。You will need gelatin to make this recipe. 你会需要吉利丁来制作这个食谱。再来是 sip 有啜饮、小口小口喝的意思。The tea is very hot, so sip it carefully. 茶很烫，你要慢慢喝。或者你也可以把 sip 当成名词来使用。You should calm down and take a sip of water. 你应该先喝口水，冷静一下。再来是 swallow 有吞下或是吞没的意思。The medicine works well, but it's difficult to swallow. 这个药很有用，但是很难吞咽。再来是 gulp 这个字有狼吞虎咽的吃或是狼吞虎咽的喝的意思。 He gulped down a bottle of beer to win the drinking contest. 他为了要赢得喝酒比赛，他一口气喝掉一瓶啤酒。接下来是 odd 这个字是当形容词，它有奇怪的意思。那除了奇怪的之外，它还有单数的意思。My neighbor is an odd man who sometimes makes strange noises. 我的邻居是个奇怪的人，他有时候会发出奇怪的声音。那当奇数的、单数的来使用的话是 3 and 9 are odd numbers. 3和9都是奇数。那今天也会介绍几个都有奇怪的意思的形容词。第一个是 eccentric， 那它主要是在形容人或是行为上的古怪。那再来是 weird， 那 weird 这个字比较常使用在口语表达上，比如说 That's weird. I put the keys on table, but I can't find them now. 好奇怪哦，我明明就把钥匙放在桌上，怎么找不到了？再来是 bizarre. Bizarre. 那 bizarre 这个字本身也有奇怪的、奇特的或者是奇异的的意思。那最后一组单字是 exhilarating. Exhilarating.Exhilarating 这个字是当形容词，它有令人高兴的或是令人振奋的意思。 It's exhilarating that we are going to Disneyland tomorrow. 明天要去迪士尼乐园，很令人振奋。那 exhilarating 这个字是由 accelerate 这个动词演变而来的。那 accelerate 这个字当动词有使振奋或者使高兴的意思。We are exhilarated by the good news. 这个好消息令我们高兴。再来是 cheer. Cheer. Cheer 这个字当动词，它有欢呼或者是使振奋的意思。Everyone is cheering for the blue team. 大家都在为蓝队欢呼。Alright, let's take a look at the sentence together again. Recognizable to many people by the tapioca bowls.At the bottom, and the white straws that allow you to sip them along with your tea. You probably know bubble tea when you see it. But how much do you really know about this odd and exhilarating beverage? Alright, so let me know in the comment where do you like to go to get your bubble tea, and how do you like your bubble tea?And that's it for the pronunciation challenge today. I'll see you next time. Bye!